We believe that Jesus Christ is ordained with an oath to be an everlasting high priest after the order of Melchizedek, and that he has presented himself in our behalf before the Father to appease his wrath by his full satisfaction, by offering himself on the tree of the cross and pouring out his precious blood to purge away our sins, as the prophets had foretold. For it is written, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and numbered with the transgressors, and condemned by Pontius Pilate as a malefactor, though he had first declared him innocent. Therefore, he restored that which he took not away, and suffered the righteous for the unrighteous, as well as his body as in his soul, feeling the terrible punishment which our sins had merited, inasmuch that his sweat became, as it were, great drops of blood falling down on the ground. He called out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And has suffered all this for the remission of our sins. Wherefore we justly say with the Apostle Paul that we know nothing save Jesus Christ and him crucified. We count all things but loss and refuse for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord, in whose wounds we find all manner of consolation. Neither is it necessary to seek or invent any other means of being reconciled to God than this only sacrifice once offered, by which he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. This is also the reason why he is called by the angel of God, Jesus, that is to say, Savior, because he would save his people from their sins. Notice in this chapter the number of times that the words our and we is found again and again and again. We believe our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, our peace, we are healed, our sins, we justly say, we know nothing save Christ Jesus, and so on. It's a confession of faith. It's a confession that we have, and in it we find great comfort. The satisfaction of Jesus Christ, full satisfaction for all my sins. These are mine. This is mine. This isn't just simply a theological statement written in a book and put underneath the chair, but this is something that we hold dear and true, that Christ is my only high priest, that I am declared righteous before God, and I am declared righteous because of him. And furthermore, he intercedes for me. He ever lives to make intercession for us before the Father. He is my Savior. He would save his people from their sins. There was once a fellow in one of the churches that had a real problem, I think he still does to some degree, using the word Jesus, separated from Christ. Just using the word Jesus. And the reason is that in some cultures, Jesus is a common name. You may even know somebody named Jesus. And so he was very concerned about, well, we want to make sure we're talking to Jesus Christ and not our neighbor Jesus. But yet, I understand his concern, but yet that is the name that the angel gave Jesus, was Jesus. And that name is Joshua, or Jehovah Shua. Jehovah is our salvation. God is my salvation. The Lord is my salvation. And so it is a wonderful name. It is a wonderful name to say, to call upon the name of Jesus, the Christ. He is my Savior. And He has done everything that is necessary, already has done completed act necessary for me. Do you believe that? Do you understand it? Do you believe it? Then there is therefore now no condemnation, is there, for them that are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation. Who attempts to condemn us is our enemy, whose mouth will be shut, and all the world will stand before the just judge. We have full forgiveness, full remission of all our sins. And so one of the reasons why we gather every Lord's Day is to remember the cross, to remember Christ. We gather in the name of Jesus Christ, who He is and what He has done for us. And one of the things that it should do is it should strengthen us and encourage us to know that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who has accomplished all that is necessary for us. Amen.